This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Trail, broadcast number 153 for November 22nd. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are higher on Friday morning, trying to recover from two-month lows hit yesterday. The January canola contract adds $5.50 at $600.60 per ton, and the March contract rises $5.20 at $613.40 per ton. Support for canola is coming from gains in Chicago soybeans and European rapeseed. However, there's pressure coming from sharp losses in Malaysia and palm oil and more modest declines in Chicago soy oil. Crude oil is slightly higher, lending some support to the vegetable oils. As the January canola contract tries to climb above the psychological level of $600 per ton, it's below its major moving averages. The Canadian Grain Commission reports for the week ending November 17th that canola exports are down at just under 190,000 tons. Meanwhile, domestic use bumps up to exceed 237,000 tons. The canola market continues to keep an eye on two influences in the background, as the possibility of China imposing tariffs on Canadian canola would heavily weigh on values. Ideas of Stat Canada reducing its call on canola production this year would provide support. The Canadian dollar slips back Friday morning with the loonie at 71.53 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 71.63. The United States Department of Agriculture announces a private sale for 198,000 tons of current crop soybeans to unknown destinations. The International Grains Council, in its monthly report yesterday, drops world soybean ending stocks to 82.1 million tons. The council trims the global carryover for wheat to 263.4 million tons and reduces the world corn carryout to 275.2 million tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are slightly higher on Friday morning. The January contract tacks on a penny at $9.79 per bushel. January soy oil loses about a quarter cent at 42.05 cents per pound. January soy meal bumps up 60 cents in choppy trading at $290 per short ton. Also in Chicago, March corn adds 2 cents at 438.5 per bushel. March oats gain 4 cents at 371. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as Chicago March gives up 2 cents at 567. Kansas City March dips a quarter cent, also at 567. And Minneapolis March is down a half cent at 602. A reminder that December options are set to expire today and next Friday is first notice day. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, November 22nd. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.